Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
The outside of your home with a lick of paint. The Home Squad are here to answer all of your questions. Jenny Sheehan, Workers Cottage and social media and co-host of the Rip It Up, the renovations podcast, and interior architect and designer Jenny Butler, both with me in studio. Good afternoon. How are things? Pick an outdoor paint that isn't magnolia or white. Where do we start, Jenny?
It's hard, isn't it? Because Ireland's hard. Ireland, like, the colours in the Irish climate are not brilliant for paint. And I really struggle. I don't know if you find this when you go abroad and you're walking around the streets of Greece or Italy or wherever, and there's all these lovely colours and you think, I too can paint my house in like a bright white with a blue door and it's all going to be gorgeous, and it isn't. So what works really well in Ireland is a very warm neutral, something with a little bit of a brown undertone, or, you know, something that's not too stark white, because the grey in the sky just makes that look kind of dirty and stark, and it's not lovely.
There's very few, I would imagine, are bold enough to pick something kind of, you know, bright and loud, Jenny.
Oh, 100%. And it's funny, actually, I was thinking about this, and I actually think sometimes the period that your house was built in can kind of sometimes inform the colour choice. So if you have an Edwardian property or something like that, then, you know, it's most likely not going to be a brickwork. And sometimes actually a light pink can actually look really nice. Or, you know, you can kind of afford to do different trims around windows and everything. But if you have a really modern contemporary house, you're not going to paint it necessarily maybe in a pink. You might do, as Jenny's saying, a lovely warm white, and there might be some sort of brick slip or slate that'll kind of add a nice bit of depth and contrast to that. So I think sometimes, depending on the style of the house, that can kind of inform the paint choice as well.
A lot to be said for the red brick finish.
Yeah,
it solves all your problems, doesn't it?
The warmth of it works so nicely in our climate and our lives. It's really, really nice.
So for people that are maybe hoping to use this weekend, if the weather allows, to tackle the outside of the house, what do we need to first consider?
So first of all, you have to check that you can, because you can't everywhere. And this is, people might not realise this. There's some restrictions in some areas about what colour you can actually paint your house, especially if your house is under any sort of conservation. So you can look it up online. Is your house in a conservation area? And then just
where do you look that up? Sorry.
You can look that up on, there's a... if you just Google, is my house in a conservation area? So the Irish planning website on Bord Pleanála will have a breakdown of areas that, and it will tell you if your house is in that area or not.
It's also residents associations as well.
Like exactly.
Some housing estates are very strict. Like, you know, there'd be a lot of those properties in the 1980s, 1990s era where it's that cold white that's done with maybe black trim around windows. So if you go in there all of a sudden, you want to throw in a bit of yellow, that the neighbours might be in uproar. So definitely check with if you're in a housing estate, check with the residents association.
But for good reason. I'm thinking of friends of mine whose next door neighbour painted their house this mad bottle green, and they have to look at it and it's not nice. So some of these restrictions are in place for a good reason. Second, I do think it's always good to look at your neighbours' houses and just see what works for the type of house you have. Like you were saying red brick, and I love a red brick house. You know, black door works so well with that. A dark door offsets so nicely on red brick. I'm so with you on pink. I love it. If you have a stone house, I think you can afford to go really bold with colours. Like, I love, you know, with the grey stone as a nice kind of backdrop.
But is that not more with like the front colour of the front door or something?
Yeah, for the door and the windows. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And then the other thing that's really important. So whatever you're doing, whatever you're painting, whether you've got timber cladding or render or stone or brick or whatever, you need to get the paint for that material. And I think that's where a lot of people might struggle a bit, because if the paint is peeling or chipping, it's down to probably the wrong type of paint.
Yeah, it's good masonry paint.
How much prep work are we looking at for the outside walls, Jenny?
Any cracks or anything like that, have a good look at the facade. Like, you might have cracks around windows and everything like that. Make sure those are sealed up. And then using a good kind, like any painter worth his salt should have a good kind of priming material. Use a really good quality masonry paint. And, you know, they need to obviously do two or three coats. Like, because of the weather we have in Ireland, it kind of makes it a bit tricky. So painting the house earlier in the day tends to be better, before that dew kind of sets into the air. And then, you know, not just looking at your weather forecast the day that you're painting. Now, I know it's so hard to say with the Irish weather, it's so interchangeable, but having a good idea if you think the weather forecast is going to be raining in the 48 hours afterwards, then maybe give it a message. The 2 days afterwards is also so important as well, because the paint will take, you know, 24 hours, you know, potentially to dry. So
you shouldn't have the same level of maintenance though that you'd have inside, would
you? No, you have years with it. And you know, there are really, like, you're buying a specialist, as Jenny said, a specialist paint. It's built for the outdoors. I always think going with the Irish companies for that, like Fleetwood, for example, or Colour Trend or somebody like that, who is made for the Irish climate, who knows what we're dealing with, is a good way to go. And they all have outdoor specific paint. So make sure you're getting their outdoor specific range, and then that you're getting it right. And then cleaning, because we've so much dust, and we've, you know, you really need a good power hose goes a long way to prepping.
It's definitely something I need to look at doing for the back. I'm fine, the front of the house is a red brick finish, but for the back of the house, I don't know, it's some sort of, it's not even a cream, it's more like a yellowy, it's dire looking.
Well, butter milk.
Is that what it is? It's terrible.
Magnolia. The other thing to know about paint as well is that it has a performance element to it. It's a coating that protects your house from weather, potentially from damp. So it is a good one to keep on top of.
Is it possible to paint outdoor steps? Asks this texter.
I did that. Yeah. Absolutely. Depending what now. So, for instance, outside my back door, there was a grey tiles that were down in the back. So I just got one of those black, you know, rubber kind of mat wells. So I painted the steps black underneath. Now, was it a mistake in hindsight? maybe. If you are going to do a black, I would definitely recommend not doing what I did, which is the black I got was too brilliant black. So when it went down, it looked like someone had gone over it with permanent marker. So if you are going to do black, make sure it's definitely more of like a grey, like muted sort of charcoal black.
Or deep green even, actually.
Yeah, exactly. Now, mine has faded over time and looks fine now, but by Jesus, the first 6 months now when I put it down.
087 1400 106 WhatsApp number. I want to paint a pebble dash wall on the front of the house. I've heard it's a nightmare job though. Any tips?
Yeah, it's a nightmare job because there's so much surface area. It's really, really difficult. So that's one that I would probably be enlisting a professional for. Or your best next option is probably getting or renting a spray machine.
Funny you say that, because this texter is wondering, are those paint spray gun things any good?
I think so. I think that they get used a lot. If you're buying a new build, and this is, sorry, more paint for indoors, but I've seen them get used a lot in new builds. Say if someone's moving in, they don't know what colours they like, they just choose a warm white for the whole house. And it's very cost efficient to hire someone with that spray machine and just do the whole house in the one colour in like a mist. Now, I haven't personally worked with them for the outside of houses. Usually it's the conventional, you know, the roller and everything like that. But I don't know, Jenny, have you had any experience with them with the outside?
I know most painters prefer paintbrushes inside. I think that's easy to say when it's your bread and butter and you're really good at it and you can get the straight lines and, you know, you have your working process down right. But they certainly do shorten the task. But for outside, it makes way more sense. You know, inside you've got mist and droplets and it can be difficult to make sure everything is covered properly and you don't get spray in the windows and all that. Outside, a little bit less difficult, you know.
What's the best way to remove algae and water stains? Or can we paint over it?
No, you can't really paint over it. There's a specific treatment that you need to get. A lot of the paint company brands will do it. I know for sure that Fleetwood will do it because I did this in my own back wall a few weeks ago. It's like an algae treatment and it's specific for the type of algae. So first you need to look at, is it a red one or a black one? The black one can be really bad news. The red one is much easier to treat. And you apply this treatment and then your best case is to get a power washer at it to make sure that it all comes off. That could strip away some of the paint. So it is kind of a big, difficult job. And then you're looking at repainting it after that and potentially treating it first.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You need to be really careful with the power washer that you've the right nozzle, because that happened to me years ago, power washing the back and I lifted that paint up and a bit of the render as well.
Oh God.
Learn from my mistakes.
No. Well, that's exactly what the Home Squad is here to help listeners do. Jenny Sheehan, Jenny Butler, thanks a million to you both for joining us here on the Home Squad this Thursday.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.